بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. Welcome to our program, The Gate of Knowledge. This is a program in which we talk about one of the sermons of the book Nahjul Balagha, which is a compiled book by Sayyid Ravi, who compiled the sermons, the letters, and the short sayings of the first Imam after the demise of the Prophet, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him. We talk about a sermon which is named after piety and taqwa, and it has a story. I read the introduction of the khutbah to you and explain some points about the introduction, and then we go ahead. It is related that a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen called Hammam. Hammam in English means decisive, a person who is serious to follow his objectives. Hammam, who was a man devoted to worship, said to him, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, describe to me the pious man in such a way as though I see him." Actually, he wanted Amir al-Mu'mineen to describe piety through describing a man of piety thoroughly, in a way as if you are looking at his picture, his portrait, in such a way as though I see him. Amir al-Mu'mineen avoided the reply. It is said, تثاقل عليه السلام. It was difficult, as if it was difficult for Amir al-Mu'mineen to continue explaining in details the pious man, and said, O Hammam, in a short way, he said, O Hammam, fear Allah and perform good acts. Because, and then he quoted a verse and an ayah of the Quran, because verily Allah is with those who guard themselves against evil and those who do good to others. This is Quran, Surah number 16, ayah number 128. Hammam was not satisfied with this, and pushed him to speak. He insisted and insisted. Therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen praised Allah and extolled him and sought his blessings on the Holy Prophet, and then spoke. At the end, we read, when Imam finished his explanation, Hammam sighed and shouted, and he died. And that was the thing, caused Amir al-Mu'mineen to be cautious in talking in details about the man of piety. We understand from this introduction, first of all, Hammam, who was a decisive man, and he was looking for knowledge in details, a thorough knowledge about the pious people and their actions and their attributes. One lesson from this is to be serious on the way of God. If you want to be pious, we need to be serious and we need to seek knowledge about the subject. Therefore, the sermon is addressed to all of us. If we are serious, if we seek knowledge about piety, we need to put ourselves in Hammam's shoes and imagine that we are him and we listen to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. And also this shows the authenticity of the knowledge that Amir al-Mu'mineen provided for Hammam and provided to us. Therefore, this sermon is one of the outstanding sermons of Nahjul Balagha that is named Khutbatul Muttaqin, the sermon of the pious. We start the very beginning of the khutbah that and the sermon that Imam provided a background for his explanation, like a painter who chooses a background, who chooses a framework before he starts painting. And this is the introduction for his explanations, and that is about the world and what Allah has done in creation. What is the divine plan of the creation of the world and the creation of the man? And then he explained the position of the pious people and a pious man in this framework. Therefore, the topic of the lesson is needlessness of Allah and need of human being to Allah. This is the very basic point and discussion that as the framework Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen talks about at the very outset. Inshallah, we, God willing, we talk about the rest of the sermon. We continue this discussion in other programs. Be with us in future. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa zid wa barik ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa zid wa barik ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa zid wa barik ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa zid wa barik ala ali Muhammad.